And we're live on Facebook. Welcome, I'm Chris Graham. I've got a couple of guests with me, as you can see here. Jeff Fife from the Waynesboro Family YMCA and Angela Taylor from Magellan Complete Care. And we're talking with Jeff and with Angela about the budding relationship between Magellan and the Y, some support, some work and volunteer work with the Y. And welcome everyone to our Facebook telecast here today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Chris. Greatly appreciate it.
All right, so Jeff, let me start with you. Jeff at the YMCA, Waynesboro YMCA, we've had you on recently, and we've talked about the Y and its work in the local response to COVID-19. And tell me how you hooked up here and made friends with Angela Taylor with Magellan Complete Care, and a little bit about what Magellan is doing in helping the Y with its efforts.
Well, as you're aware, Chris, you know, when we closed our doors back on March 18th, we didn't cease operations. And we pivoted to direct community service model and providing childcare for essential employees. I ran a little quick set of numbers. You know, since we closed our doors, we fed over 500 people. We provided 273 meal bags to the homeless. We've served 10 families with diapers and formula. We've shopped or delivered goods for 24 families, distributed 35 gift cards, serving 103 people, made over 400 wellness calls. You know, we were, we made a 180 degree turn, if that's the right degree level there, and decided to go directly into the community and provide help for those that needed it most. And we needed partners to support us in those areas. And interesting, the timing, not about a month previous to this, Angela had reached out to us with Magellan Complete Care and saying they were moving into our service area, literally moving. She and her husband were moving in. They were looking at joining. She came down to the Y. I gave her a tour of the Y, both as here's what you and your family can expect as a member, and started talking about the ways the Y are reaching out into the community. This was before the doors closed. So I was really appreciative when we were in early communications about ways that we could partner, and Magellan just stepped right up to the plate on board with us and said, hey, I recognize this is a different time in communication when we started this before. Excuse me. Boy, did they come large. We created a diamond support level, and they literally, Angela walked into our office. Boy, I can't remember what day today even is. This week. With a FedEx package with a $10,000 contribution to support our efforts. I mean, it's just humbling and jaw-dropping. They were ready to be partners with us before this all came down, and then they doubled down in support when this, opportunity arose to help people in their service area.
So, Angela Taylor, welcome to our broadcast here, and tell us a little bit, tell our viewers out there a little bit about Magellan Complete Care and what you do.
Yeah. So again, thanks for having me on, Chris. Thanks, Jeff, for, reaching out and us becoming partners and forming a great partnership that I see will be long lasting for the Waynesboro community, as well as for Magellan Complete Care. So Magellan Complete Care is a Medicaid managed care organization here in the state of Virginia. Our office is located in Richmond. But we serve the entire Commonwealth of Virginia. I particularly live, or my husband and I are in the process of buying a house in Waynesboro. The Magellan Complete Care team, our members are very important to us, as well as the communities that we live and serve in and our members live in. And as Jeff said, a month prior to all of the COVID stuff coming down, we were talking about ways that Magellan could help out and what, our partnership could allow, for the kids and the community of Waynesboro City. And so once, all the COVID stuff happened and, the need became greater, we just kind of had to pivot those conversations into helping the community and the need immediately. And so, through Magellan and our, efforts and wanting to help the community, I was able to, bring Jeff some money to help with what they were doing, because it's important for us to help the community as an immediate need that they have, but also looking to support the Y and all of the programs that they have coming up post-COVID to help everyone get, you know, back into that sense of normalcy or what normal life will look like. And Magellan is just really happy to be able to provide that financial support to the Y because their mission aligns very closely with us, and they are the backbone of the community and serving, you know, our underserved populations and making sure that the kids and the families and the community are being treated and have resources that they need. And to be able to provide that support is really humbling. And when I was at the Y on Monday, you know, it was really fascinating to see the number of people that they were helping coming up to the door, the number of bags that were given out just in the short span that I was there, but the number of kids that are in the childcare program of the essential workers. So being able to support that is truly an amazing thing for Magellan. And, you know, we wish to do more and hope to do more. And so I'm just completely honored and humbled being able to support the Y and all that they're doing.
So Jeff, I think Angela maybe undersold a little bit. She said some money. This is a significant commitment from which you mentioned you've created a new sponsorship level called the Diamond Partner for within your Y structure. $10,000 commitment. That's a huge commitment. What does that mean to the Y and what you're trying to do now to meet the needs in the community?
Yeah, that's a significant investment in us working towards supporting the underserved and those not even the underserved at this stage. I mean, this is a new normal where normal folks just simply are now the underserved that need help. I mean, we had a couple that I know very well. You know, Waynesboro General season was about to come up. I sit on the hill with them all the time. The husband is a hardworking guy that's out there. He works for the city of Waynesboro. The mom works regularly, two teenage kids. I mean, this is your middle-class family who's now, husband's been furloughed, wife had a back problem and she can't work. And because it's an elective surgery, she can't have the surgery now. So she can't work. And it was the toughest call they've ever made, but they contacted me and said, I understand the Y's getting involved. You know, could we get some help? And it was amazing. Not only, I think the thing that they liked the most, not only was the food and some of the gift cards that we're able to provide, but I gave them a couple pickleballs because their kids are used to playing baseball, and all the baseball supplies at Walmart got put on the shelf for clearance and got sold within a week. They can't even get a wiffle ball to play outside. I got a bag of pickleballs that's not doing anybody any good right now. I gave them pickleballs. I ran into them last week and they were telling me just how excited they were just to be able to play outside. This story repeats itself over and over and over. And so having somebody like Magellan and just step up at that significant level, you know, there's direct community support that we're able to provide, but we also have expenses associated with, even though the doors are locked, I've got staff in here. I've got activity with childcare happening. There's just no way to be able to keep the doors open without the generous support of the community. And Magellan is kind of funny. They didn't just come with a check. I mean, Angela was magic when she walked in our office. Mm-hmm. She's ready to roll up her sleeves. I mean, she brought us a box of gold. These are, you know, hand sanitizers, and she brought us 200 of them that we are both distributing out to our staff, to other nonprofits, to people that are in need of them. She brought us, I love this, the Feel Good, Eat Healthy coloring book for kids. And now our kids are working on this. I mean, just now, it's 11:20, 20 minutes ago, Chris, we boxed our childcare kids, boxed 93 lunches for homeless folks, feeding them Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They were in a you know, almost, you know, I don't know, what do you call, like, you know, the food Hershey chocolate line where you're doing this and this and this, the words are escaping me.
An assembly line.
Thank you. They're an assembly. They're socially distanced. They're wearing food gloves. You got this group making sandwiches, this group putting in a banana, this group. It takes time and resources to run that child care program, to provide the food for the homeless folks. So in a long-winded way, what does that 10,000 do? It does everything. And they did more than 10,000. They're rolling up their sleeves and saying, what else can we do to help? I mean, Magellan, I'm so looking forward to them transitioning into our community, because if there's any microcosm of what their commitment to our people have been, to what they're going to be doing for their clients in our service area, Waynesboro is going to be greater just having Magellan in our footprint. And the insurance that they're going to be providing and the care that they're going to be providing Waynesboro and the surrounding region. It's just a win-win across the board.
So Angela, you mentioned that you and your husband are moving to Waynesboro, but you know Waynesboro. You grew up not far away. You know a little bit about Waynesboro. Talk about your background and your local ties.
Yeah, so as I mentioned to you earlier before we went live, I'm a born and raised Virginia girl. I grew up in Nelson County, so just over the mountain. Most of my family, my mom and most of my family still live in Nelson County. So Waynesboro is not very foreign to me at all. And nor is it to my husband. We're just, you know, really excited to put some roots down there and, you know, be involved in the community and raise our son there and give him, you know, the greatness that, you know, Virginia has to offer, as well as get him connected in the community at a young age. He's only 18 months now, but, you know, you start him young, they will learn to appreciate it. But yeah, you know, we're just really excited for the possibilities of what being in this community can do for us as a family, but also professionally with Magellan and the different connections that I can make and the ways that we can help, you know, not just the Y, but the community as a whole. You know, we're definitely open to forming, you know, new partnerships with, you know, other groups that may come through the Y. Jeff has been a great connector for me, introducing me to some wonderful people and organizations just in the short time that I've known him. And, you know, Magellan, we're really looking to put a mark in the Waynesboro area, Augusta and Stanton. You know, we're really trying to let people know who we are, what we do, and who, like, how we're committed to helping the community that we are living in and serving. If there's things that people need, especially during this time, you know, Jeff has my contact information. Feel free to reach out to Jeff and he can, you know, get in touch with me, because now is definitely a time where we all need to come together and help each other out in ways that we have never done before. And it's important to be a community and just support one another. And that's what Magellan is here for. That's what we're all about. We're all about community support and helping each other, especially during these uncertain times when we really don't know when things will or if they will ever get back to normal. It's important for us just to be there. And outside of just, you know, Magellan having, you know, like those resources, but we have lots of other resources from a national perspective I can get people in touch to, especially our healthcare workers. You know, we have a free like line for them to call and talk to licensed therapists and things like that if they need someone to talk to, just to hear them what they're maybe going through. You know, we have lots of other resources at our disposal that we can provide as well. So,
Angela, I wanted to ask you too. When we were talking on Zoom before we went live here on Facebook, you mentioned how impressed you were when you visited earlier this week. How active the Y is now, even, you know, in this time of shutdown, with all the kids in childcare who are being taken care of there. Just talk about that. I was impressed that you at what you had to say about that and what your thoughts were about just what the Y's in the community right now.
Yeah. So when I went to the Y earlier this week to drop off, the check and the other stuff to Jeff and the staff there, I was really humbled and truly taken back at how active, the Y was and the number of people that had come up to the door while I was there to receive the bags that you guys had put together. And just the how thankful that they were. And the individual that was there, how he, said that he was going to give back to the Y when he received his check or, whatever. They were really gracious and grateful to have a place like the Y to be able to come and get the resources. And the kids that were there, they were just very happy and just wanted to, help and, be part of doing something. So I think the fact that they are taking this experience of, being in childcare, but using it to make lunches for the homeless, you're teaching them such a life lesson during such a time of need that, it's gonna be with them for the rest of their lives. And I sat in my car for 10 minutes after I walked out of there and cried because it was truly something humbling to see and watch in just the short time that I was there. And to be able to walk in with hand sanitizers and coloring books that, are just, coloring books, but to see how, grateful the staff was just to receive those things. They had something extra that they could give to the kids of families who were in need. And the hand sanitizers, as Jeff said, those things are gold now. So being able to supply something that is in such a need right now, it's truly humbling. And yes, the money is great too, but it to me, it's about those little things. That little hand sanitizer really is truly going to make an impact on somebody's life because you can't find it anywhere. They truly are gold. And to be able to give those out and know that they're going to people who truly need them is truly a great thing for us. And that's what we're here about. It's not about the recognition for us. It's not about having our names splashed everywhere. It's about truly being able to see the impact of what you're doing and the people that it's helping, and being able to help them, is why I get up and do what I do every day. I say I have the greatest job on earth is because I get to meet great people like Jeff and great people like you to talk about Magellan, a great company, but it's about building those relationships and how those relationships help people who truly need help in times like these. Not in times like these, but it's important for me. It's about the relationship building piece for me and the community piece.
So Jeff, our viewers out there might recognize you're in the Y's fitness facility right now. There's weights behind you. You're sitting on one of the pieces of equipment there. That's Nautilus set up in the Valley, as we've been talking about for years. And Patrick, put a pump in there. You're getting some arm curls in there. That's great. For our viewers out there, as we're getting ready to wrap up, how Magellan Complete Care is obviously, and Angela are helping, set a tone here for how the community can continue to respond to COVID-19 and participate with the Y and helping the community through this. How can other businesses, individuals be a part of what the Y is doing?
I mean, ultimately, it doesn't even have to be a part of what the Y is doing. I'm seeing people across the landscape helping their neighbors. I watched Weaver Insurance buy gift cards from area restaurants so they can support the local community, then hand them out at Warm Shelter, Boys and Girls Club, YMCA, and say, distribute these out to your people. I mean, I think everyone just needs to continue in this spirit to serve of what we're seeing here in this unprecedented times of crisis. The Y has gotten over 700 gifts since the doors closed, which is pretty amazing. 70% of our membership stayed with us which was also very humbling. We're about to roll out a virtual 5K, 10K, 15 mile, 30 mile bike run. And we're going to want people to stay active as best they can. And it's another way you can support the WISE relief efforts and take care of yourself by getting involved in this race, and more to come as that rolls out. The Y has an auction online at WaynesboroYMCA.com. Oops, that's closing out. April 30th is the deadline date on the auction. It's a great way to get some really cool items and, you know, help the Y in our support efforts. I think the most important thing people can do, however, right now is to take care of themselves. Take care of yourself first, and then help your neighbor. And taking care of yourself, and that is staying on a routine, staying active and engaged. You know, it's unprecedented times, not only financially, but also spiritually and emotionally. You know, take care of yourself first, and then look to help take care of your neighbor, I think would be the answer and advice I would give at this time. And if folks want to get involved either at the Y or in their churches or their nonprofits of choices, get involved with those groups that you know and trust that are doing good works in the community. And there's so many different ways you can help, even from your living room.
Angela, we briefly lost you, but you're back. Welcome
back.
Yeah,
sorry. I don't know. Like, something happened. I don't know if I, like, kicked something, but I apologize for that. I told you technology was not my friend.
Actually spice things up on the live feed now. We kind of run around a little bit. It's kind of like, hey, we can do this and spice up the guest. As a longtime Y member, I want to thank you for doing what you're doing on behalf of Magellan Complete Care to work with the Y and work with the Waynesboro community. So I just wanted to that as a Y member myself. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
Well, you're welcome. But, you know, we truly are very appreciative, and I've said this over and over again to myself and to members on my team. We are very fortunate to be able to continue to work and to be able to continue to support our communities in the ways that we have been able to prior to COVID. And our commitment, you know, still remains the same and will continue to remain the same. And so as long as there is a need, we will be there to help with that need. And we are just very grateful for that and grateful for the work that Jeff is doing with the Y. I think it's an example like no other I have seen. And I look forward to how this relationship will foster over the next couple of months and the work that we'll be able to be a part of going forward.
Well, thank you, Angela. Jeff Fife, thank you for joining us here on the show. And for our listeners out there, thank you. And listeners and viewers, thank you for being a part of what we're doing today. Everyone have a great day.
Thank you.